We can reveal that in the last 5 years, the Fire Brigade has been called 244 times to move someone because of their weight. We'll discuss this with Dr. George O'Neill, who is with us this morning. George, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen. Once again, back to our favourite topic.
Yeah, obesity. I had a pack of crisps coming into work this morning, actually.
That's disgraceful.
I'm angry with myself, actually.
A very bad example to others.
I know. So 244, is this a surprise to you? I think it would be to the public, but to you, is this a surprise? Fire engine being called out.
Yep.
244 times.
Out of their homes, yeah. Look, 60% of our adult population are overweight. Almost 30% are obese. It's increasing. The trend is going up. And if you even look at our school children, I mean, the 2 to 15-year-olds, we have 17% are overweight and 8% are obese. And by the time they leave school, it would appear that the obesity number has doubled up to about 16%. So we really have a major issue here as to how we deal with this, because the consequences are heart disease, diabetes, stroke, cancer. And one of the interesting statistics is that if you are obese, your life is reduced, your life expectancy is reduced by up to 9 years. So these are important matters that we all should be taking under consideration. And I think there's people like you, a role model like yourself, Stephen.
I'm hardly a role model, George.
Others. Well, you could be, and there's no reason why you shouldn't. And you can give example to others that people can and should lose weight, and it'll improve the length of time they live and also reduce the incidence of other diseases.
When the Fire Brigade is called out on these occasions, what are they doing? Why do they need the Fire Brigade?
Well, I assume, now I'm not an expert in this, but I assume from what happens is that people are confined to a room upstairs, or they can't get them out of the house, or they can't get them into an ambulance. I know the ambulance people are producing ambulances that deal with larger people. Undertakers, I gather, are producing coffins, which are much bigger.
I did a documentary on that. Yeah, they're getting double-sized coffins in America.
Yep. Well, it's happening here. And look, it's time that...
And then the furnaces for the crematoria...
Are not big enough.
They're not big enough either, so they're having to build those bigger as well.
Yeah. Well, we're not at the stage that they are in America here yet, but if we keep going the way we're going, I dread to think how we're going to end up. So if you look at the figures, the risk of diabetes in an obese female is about 12 times that of somebody who isn't obese, and in a male is about 5 times the risk of developing diabetes. So there's an urgency to this. There's a major public health issue and a societal issue that we have to try and address this increasing problem.
And you lost weight yourself, did you?
I did, Stephen. I decided that I can't keep lecturing people. So over the last 15, 16 months, I've lost 5 stone.
How did you do that?
By reducing my intake.
It's not that easy.
Stephen, you did it before. I remember well you did it before. Of course it is. I mean, if you control what you put in, you will end up gradually losing weight. So it can be done. And I mean, if an old person like me can do it, other people can do it.
So you must feel completely different then. 5 stone's a lot of weight.
Well, I did weigh a lot beforehand. And it's mostly as in your case, it was the waist, it was the visceral obesity, the bad fat that you have around your belly, which is the one that's likely to lead to problems. So, I think maybe you could use me as your role model, Stephen.
Paddy McGowan's a former firefighter. Paddy, did you go out in any of these visits? 244 times we're revealing this morning the Fire Brigade called out in the last 5 years. To fat people.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Well, the problem is, Stephen, it's a while ago now, I may tell you, from I went out anywhere. But I suppose there was always that situation way back years ago, not alone now, when occasionally there would have been problems with somebody in a house where they had difficulties, possibly, I suppose, the word overweight, which maybe includes myself too.
And did you have to go in as a fireman and lift out fat people?
Yes. What we had, well, I suppose a couple of instances I could quote to you. I recall one particular instance whereby maybe, should we say, an overweight person had fallen behind the door of the bedroom, resulting in being that the door could not be opened for to get into the person, resulting in being, of course, that the people, household phoned for the fire brigade, knowing well enough that in a few minutes you'd probably have six strong, burly men, and that would solve the problem. So when you did arrive, or when we did arrive, the only option there was to take the door off and then take it off the hinges, and then the person at the back, at the rear of the door, could be lifted then.
My goodness.
And taken out. Indeed, another occasion I remember well were whereby a person, also possibly overweight, decided to, I don't like saying it because I have a wee bit too, you know, Stephen, but this person decided to use the bath rather than the shower and attempted to get into the bath, resulting in being that they were sort of into the bath and not in the bath.
Stuck in the bath.
Stuck in the bath.
Oh, my.
And you can imagine that in any house, the smallest room in the house is the bathroom.
Imagine
generally
getting stuck in the bath naked and having to ring the fire brigade, and the fire brigade coming out. And you're stuck in the bath naked, and the wee firemen and women coming in and hoisting you out, and everything drooping. Oh, no!
Stephen, there's always some wee... There's a cover-up there, Stephen, somewhere.
No.
There's a towel or something to cover up. But I recall that this person got into the bath and got sort of, as one would say, jammed in the bath, didn't get to the bottom of the bath.
No, no, no.
And there was no situation that could have been got out. So it was a matter of... And then in that situation, the bathroom is so small, it only took two men was all about could work. So
yes,
a difficult situation, but resolved.
It's my worst nightmare, two men coming in and hoisting me out of the bath, I'll tell you.
Caroline,
Finney doesn't believe me. Caroline Bloomfield from the Public Health Agency with us this morning. Good morning to you, Caroline.
Good morning,
Stephen. Morning. Well, look, the Department of Health has just published its progress report on the 10-year obesity framework. It's based on stats that show 59% of adults, 27% of children are either overweight or obese, Caroline. So the message isn't getting through.
Yes, I mean, it is a serious concern. First, as George has already outlined, obesity causes a number of health conditions, including heart disease, stroke and type 2 diabetes. And obviously, we're trying to get the messages out there that people can take small steps and make big differences in their life. The statistics have remained broadly static over the last number of years. I think we've been successful in halting the rise, but what we need to do now is actually see those levels decrease, because we do know that overweight and obesity can pose long-term health problems for people. We're working with a range of partners to try and make the environment as supportive as possible for individuals to make and sustain changes to their diet and to their activity levels.
I guess I'm just wondering, Caroline, as someone who's failed to lose weight for my entire life, is there any magic bullet here from government in terms of a new message or some type of different strategy, because it simply is not working? That we can all agree on, right?
Yes.
The amount of fat people is getting bigger every year.
There's no magic bullet. If there were, I think, yes, wouldn't that be wonderful? The message that we're putting out is about taking small steps, making some healthy swaps, considering, having a banana instead of a bar of chocolate, looking at smaller portion sizes, trying to eat more fruit and veg, and cutting down on fizzy drinks
in particular. Don't you think fat people don't want to take small steps? They want something which is going to produce a radical difference. This small steps malarkey is quite demotivating to fat people, because you kind of think, okay, I'm 5, 6, 7 stone overweight. I'll be dead by the time I lose that weight.
Yeah, and maybe it's a problem with society now that we want everything immediately, but it doesn't happen overnight. I mean, the weight doesn't go on overnight. It'll not come off overnight. And I think it is about sustained changes and taking a little bit more physical activity. It's not just about diet and it's not just about physical activity, but it's about the combination of the two.
Yeah.
You're looking about incorporating a bit more walking or cycling into everyday life. You know, if you take the bus to work, get off a couple of stops early. If you drive to work, maybe park a little bit further away from your workplace. Try to incorporate it into your everyday life. It's not about going out and joining a gym and having to have special gear, but most people can walk. And I think our lives have become increasingly sedentary. We do less and less exercise. I mean, only 50% of the adult population is taking the recommended levels of exercise, and more than a quarter of people are doing virtually nothing.
I was covering a story there over the weekend when I was on Five Live, and I think it was the Times. Well, the Times, the Daily Telegraph had an article which said that 50% of the population underestimate how many calories are in food. They fool themselves as to the calorific value of food.
And I think that it's easy to do. It's also quite confusing for people, because especially we eat out more and more, and it's hard. It's quite hard knowing how many calories are actually in the food that we are eating. I think often, yes, we underestimate how much we're eating. We conveniently forget about the extra few biscuits that we ate. Mm. And I think it would be great if we did have more information when we were eating out, certainly about the number of calories and things, but would also encourage people to read the labels on food packaging. Most food that's purchased now will have the traffic light system on it, which shows, you know, red, amber and green, and try to avoid the ones with more red on it and try to pick the ones with more green. But yes, I think there's quite a long way to go on that.
Caroline, just finally, if someone does lose a lot of weight, is a lot of the damage that they've done to themselves, I'm thinking about myself here, obviously, and others like me, a lot of the damage that you've done to yourself over a lifetime of being fat, is some of it reversible?
Absolutely. A lot of it is reversible. We've been hearing a lot recently about diabetes being reversible with weight loss. I think some joint problems can still persist. But certainly a lot of the risk of developing a range of heart conditions, stroke, type 2 diabetes, cancer and so on, it is reversed if you're able to lose some weight.
Okay. Caroline, thank you very much indeed. George O'Neill, congratulations on your weight loss.
Well, I hope you're going to follow my example.
Well, I'm going to try.
I think it'll benefit you in the long term, and you'll live longer and live better.
George, thank you. Jim in West Belfast. Morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. I just phoned up here because I think we need to show more compassion for these 244 people for the simple reason. Can you imagine the humiliation?
Who've been hoisted out by fire?
Well,
men.
God love them. Can you imagine the humiliation of those people knowing that the fire brigade are going to come and have to help them out of their home and their neighbours watching? This goes deeper than just sitting and putting food in your mouth. These poor people, and not only them, people who are morbidly obese, excessively weight. It's a psychological thing. It's a trauma. These people have self-esteem issues. There's maybe trauma come back in their lives that they haven't addressed, that they're comfort eating. There is maybe depression. There's all our issues. This isn't about just sitting and shoveling food into your mouth. I'm no expert, but what I do know is it's like the alcoholic. The alcoholic doesn't want to get up and get drunk every day and lose his wife, lose his kids, lose his home, lose his self-respect. This is a deeper, deeper issue, and it needs to be addressed. And there you have 50. I watched the news this morning. There's a guy called Babington, going over to London today, and he's demanding of the Northern Ireland Select the First Committee that the £50 million be released by whoever department and whoever signed it, that this can be addressed. This goes much deeper. There is an endemic problem here in Northern Ireland, regardless of colour or creed, that needs to be addressed. What help those 244 people, and even not only those, the people who are struggling. Now I know you struggle with your weight, and I know you're very confident.
We know these were 244 incidents, by the way, not necessarily people. So the fire brigade obviously might have been out to a person more than once. So it's 244 times they were called.
But regardless if it's one person or it's the same person a few times, God help them. And I know you've spoken about your weight often, and I know you've struggled. And I also know you'd love to be a 7 stone later, but it goes deeper. I don't think for a second you sit and just shovel food into your mouth for the sake of shoveling food in. And a lot of people are the same. I think we need to tackle this head on, because we're now coming to a generation where kids are sitting with Xboxes, they're on their phones, there's no exercise. So, you know, my brother's children go to school, and the school had to ban, the kids were ordering fast food at lunchtime, and the fast food guys were coming to deliver, and they were coming and were sticking their hands out the gates, giving £2 or £3 to get their fast food delivery.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a bigger, it's a societal issue. And okay. My only point was, I only wanted to ring because I'm sure you get people phoning going, oh, they should be charged for wasting the fire brigade's time or comments they got there. I think we need to show compassion, and it needs to be addressed. This is a really, really important issue, and it's going to be a generational thing.